That was a little Debussy to set the mood, because we are entering the world of poetry. Now, the Griffin Poetry Prize is among the world's most significant prizes in literature, awarded annually for a first edition poetry collection written in or translated into English by a living poet and or translator, and it can be from any country. This year, ahead of the Griffin Poetry Prize readings at Kerner Hall on June 3rd, one of the celebrations is the Canadian First Book Prize, awarded to a poet for their debut collection. And I have Joseph on the line. He is the 2026 recipient for Devotional Forensics, published by Ice House Poetry, an imprint of Goose Lane Editions. He's going to talk a little bit about the collection, the award, and what comes next. Joseph, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. How are you doing?
Doing terrific on a day like this, absolutely. And I'm so excited about this this event and your milestone, of course. Congratulations to you on your award, Canadian First Book Prize. What was your reaction when you had first learned that Devotional Forensics won?
I was stunned. It was beyond anything I could have ever expected, but it made me very grateful to the people at the Griffin Prize and to everybody who supported me through the composition and creation of this book, everybody at my publisher, Ice House.
Yeah.
But a lot of gratitude.
So the prize includes 10 grand cash and also a 6 weeks residency in Italy through the Civitella Ranieri Foundation. What excites you most about that opportunity?
I mean, both those things sound amazing. I've always liked large amounts of money and Italy, so it's hard to choose between the two. But I think it does give me a bit of financial breathing room here. And then I'm excited to go off to Umbria next summer.
Umbria,
in the company
nice.
Of other artists and have a bit of free time to make more art.
Well, a little downtime is always nice for a creative soul, right? Especially when you can go somewhere in a different landscape, absorb a different environment. It may stimulate those juices again. So we're right there with you. Very exciting. Tell me a little bit about this intriguing title. I've been reading it all morning. Devotional Forensics. What drew you to the ideas? Where did that book idea start for you?
I mean, I think sometimes a debut collection of poetry can be a little bit miscellaneous. Often it's a poet collecting everything they thought, you know, has been their best work up until that point. And I would say that's true in my case. As you start to arrange all of this disparate material, you do notice a number of through lines that you try to work into these coherences within the book. And so the title, I think, gestures towards the collection's preoccupation with both form of kind of religious attention paid towards things that have gone away or are vanishing.
And were they consciously present as you were writing them, or did they kind of emerge as you immersed yourself in your own work?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Sometimes you know what you're going to write about before you begin writing, but I always, I think there's a great line by St. Augustine somewhere where he talks about how he writes in order to find out what he believes. And I think that's a major part of the way that I understand the creative act, is that you do have these plans. Sometimes you dispose of them almost immediately. And so much of the joy and the surprise of making art is this sort of thrill of discovery, of things coming up unanticipated, these moments in which you seem to surpass yourself or anything you thought you were capable of. And so some of it is haphazard, some of it is there by kind of prior rational thinking. But as you read work that you've assembled or written over a long period of time, you start to understand as well the patterns of your own thinking that you weren't aware of before.
So judges describe your collection as an adventure for the poetic imagination. And for a listener who may not read a great deal of contemporary poetry, what do you hope they'll discover, maybe about themselves, when they encounter Devotional Forensics?
I think with any book of poetry that is put before you, and I hope my collection can do this for anybody who picks it up, it's just a deeper sense of kind of inhabiting the language that you speak every day. I mean, I think that's what's very special about the language arts in particular. Poetry, I think, tries to do this in a more compressed and enriched form, but it's something very special in which you're taking the material with which human beings communicate among themselves for things that are routine and simple, and of course also the most important statements you'll ever make in your life, declarations of love and apologies as well. And you take that and you turn it into art, and it's a way of kind of making the, you know, the quotidian and the day-to-day attempt to make some sort of contact with what is more, I don't know, eternal or transcendent. So I think when you carve out a little space in your day for poetry, it's a way of rethinking the language you use in all sorts of situations throughout your own life.
Terrific. I love that inward depth that you bring into your work. And we go along our everyday lives always wondering if there's more, if there's, you know, the existential side of our life, if there's, you know, more to the story. Now, you'll be reading at Kerner Hall on June 3rd alongside this year's Griffin Poetry Prize finalists. What are you looking forward to the most about this evening coming up?
I'm so excited for it. I mean, there's so many great poets on the shortlist, as well as Raul Zurita, who's Chilean recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
So just to listen to a lot of poetry, it's going to be so wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, we're so excited for you. And having won this award, are you thinking about your next project already while you're sipping something nice on the shores of Umbria?
Yeah, I'm kind of assembling it here and there. Halfway through the completion of this manuscript, I was midway through a sequence that's actually, it's modeled in part on Schubert's Winterreise. And so I think of that as kind of the central building block for what could be the next collection.
Oh, speaking of some of those themes you had mentioned, Unrequited Love, Freezing Human Hearts, Heinrich Heine poems. Those are, a reverie into romantic German poetry. Going into satire and others. I love that cycle. Schubert. All right. Well, we're going to follow up with a little Schubert here now that you mentioned it. Thank you so much, Joseph. Thank you for joining us today. And good luck on your adventures ahead. And of course, the reading coming up at the Griffin Poetry Prize readings, Kerner Hall, June 3rd. And that evening will feature readings by Canadian First Book Prize winner Joseph Kidney. I've been speaking with him, and also shortlisted poets. The full name here are, let's go through the list here, Benga Adesina, Daniel Borzutski, Adeselis Germai, Elvira Hernandez, Angie Mlinko, Alex Schumacher, and also Joseph kindly mentioned the 2026 Griffin Poetry Prize Lifetime Recognition Award recipient, Raul Zurita. And there's also a Poetry in Voice finalist, Melody Ovuak Puruecha. So tickets are available through the Royal Conservatory of Music box office. And you will also get a copy of the 2026 Griffin Poetry Prize anthology. Reception begins 6 p.m. and reading starts 7 p.m. Any closing thoughts, Joseph?
I just wanted to say thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. I love classical music, and so it's great to be on your airways for a few moments. But yeah, thank you very much.
Well, we are thrilled to catch you and your complex inner world just for a few short minutes here, and we wish you all the best on your future projects and the poetry reading coming up. Here's one of my favorite moments from Winterreise. Good night, and I have the Chimera Project.